Thank you for tuning in. We'll get to your program right after this short word from our sponsor.
Balance Virtually provides full-service financial planning services for small businesses, nonprofits, and startups. We can help you manage your monthly reporting, bank and credit card reconciliations, budget and forecasting, payroll services, and much more. To schedule a consultation with a certified public accountant with over 16 years of experience helping people like you, visit balancevirtually.com. Balance Virtually, your locally owned full-service financial planning service company.
Welcome to the Veronica Edwards Show, where we have fun financial conversations that everyone listening can apply to their personal and professional life. I'm your host, Veronica Edwards, and I'm so excited, as always, to be back here on bizradio.us for season 3 of the Veronica Edwards Show. As always, I want to thank the V team. I hope you've been seeing I've stepped out of my comfort zone. I've been doing stories, and we've been doing little clips from the show, and soon we'll have some newsletters coming out. So we're really trying to continue to reach the masses, especially for our 4,000 download goal before season 4 starts in the fall. So today I am super excited. We have our quarterly health and wellness segment, Eat, Sleep, Move Your Feet, with our amazing in-house wellness guru, Miss Jade Williams. Welcome back, Jade.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
Yes. And I definitely want to give a quick reminder that Jade is a national board certified health and wellness coach. A health coach is a guide and mentor who empowers you and provides ongoing support and guidance as you set goals and make sustainable changes that improve your health and happiness. So definitely listen to the prior shows. As I said, we've been doing this segment quarterly for the last 2 seasons. Always great tips that you guys can apply. We do this quarterly around the change of seasons, and this show is going to air at the beginning of spring. So Jade, I don't know about you, but this has been a long and cold winter. Not a lot of snow, but it's been cold.
Yes, yes, it has.
So I thought this would be a great time for us to kind of just get a fresh start, creating healthy habits that we could continue to use throughout the year and just really, you know, take charge of our health by trying some of these simple tips for a healthier spring. So Jade, can you tell the listeners some of the tips that we're going to talk about today?
Yes. So today we are going to focus on areas around exercise, our sleep, how we're eating, and stress management. So all very important components of our health and wellness. So not saying that, you know, one is more important than the other, but they are all very important for us to focus on to really just kind of have balance in these different aspects of our well-being.
Yeah. And, you know, Jade has coined that term, eat, sleep, move your feet. And, you know, moving your feet, we talk about exercise, sleep, quality sleep, eat, you know, healthy diet. But another area I think people don't realize is that stress management. I was just telling Jade and the producer of our show, Aaron, love Aaron, I'm tired. You know, like it's the time of the year where it's tax season and everyone is trying to grind at the end. And then, you know, I'm a little hustler, so I'm taking all these new clients, you know, trying to squirrel away some extra funds. But it can be stressful at times. And I know we have a lot of entrepreneurs listening, but this can be applied to all folks, regardless if you own a business or not. So Jade, why don't you start us off talking about our first tip, which is exercise.
Yes. Well, I mean, we all know that regular exercise is so important for our well-being. So both our physical health and our mental health. So of course, it releases those feel-good endorphins, you know, boost our mood. Consistent activity can also actually increase our productivity. So it can impact, you know, our work. So it just has so many different benefits. It can help prevent chronic diseases, since that is so common in our culture and society today, diabetes, obesity, all kinds of diseases that are considered lifestyle diseases. So consistent physical activity can help prevent those from occurring.
And, you know, Jay, these are all things that we know, but it's so easy, especially in the winter time, to just be like, you know, I'm a little fluffier this time of the year and I'm wearing all these layers and I can't go outside because it's freezing. And, you know, right now when we're this week, especially, it's going to be in the 60s and we're in March now. So it's time to kind of unpeel those layers. I've shared with the listeners before, I do a Zoom
exercise with my cousins at least 3 to 5 times a week. And it does make a difference. It does boost your mood. There's a lot of times, you know, exercise is one of those things for folks that are listening that struggle with it. Think about like eating your vegetables when you're younger or going to school. No one, we would have never done that on our own as children, but we had parents to ensure that we're doing it. So we do need to parent ourselves and push ourselves to do some of the things that we don't necessarily like to do. But I promise you, once you do it, you'll feel amazing.
Right. And like you said, you know, most people, we know this. We know that we should be exercising. We know that it's good for us. It's just a matter of doing it. And I think it's also helpful to remember how doing it can then impact other areas of our well-being also. So for example, consistent exercise, that's going to generally help with managing stress. It's going to help improve our sleep. For a lot of people, it also helps, you know, you want to make healthy decisions in terms of how you're eating. So it's connected to other aspects of our health and well-being also.
Absolutely. And one thing, again, we were chatting before the show leads to our next tip is quality sleep, because during this tax season and busy time for all accountants, I have not been sleeping the best. I've been sometimes going to bed early, waking up 2 o'clock, then I'll do work for a couple of hours, go back to sleep at 5. Don't judge me.
Or no like, judgment.
Or last night I didn't go to bed. So like 2, you know, so you find yourself like you're trying to do all these things. But I know, you know, as our health and wellness guru, Jade, you will share that, you know, I'm going to eventually be running on empty. I have to get good quality sleep. So please share with us why this is essential.
Yes, of course. So, you know, it's the amount of sleep and the quality of sleep. So quantity and quality and quantity when it comes to sleep. And of course, sleep is how our brains, our bodies, that's when it's restoring, regenerating itself. So if we're depriving it of that, we're not going to be functioning at our best. It's also going to cause us to be susceptible to illness, sicknesses, mental health challenges as well. So prioritizing sleep is incredibly important. You know, I know some people, of course, tax season. So it might be short term where maybe you're having a, you know, miss a little bit of, you know, getting that 7 to 9 hours of recommended sleep. But when it comes down to it, you know, long term, it's just simply not sustainable. So it is really important to try to prioritize, you know, getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep. It's going to vary by person. And it's helpful to try to have routines in place around sleep. So a lot of people, it goes to kind of sleep hygiene practices. What are you doing at night to prepare yourself, prepare your body, prepare your mind to enter into restful sleep?
Yeah. You know, just like when it comes to the exercise, I think with all these tips, it goes back to, we have to parent ourselves. You know, when you had a child, you sleep train them, you know, you're not letting them nap all the time during the day, because they're going to be up at night. And I think sometimes we have to remember to do that, because I think we're all guilty of saying, oh, I'll just catch up on some sleep later on in the week.
Yes.
And you really can't catch up. You need sleep every day. And I don't know about you, Jade, for those that have indulged in alcoholic beverages, if you don't get a lot of sleep, you feel drunk, you feel foggy, you feel groggy. Yeah. So to your point, it's just good for you mentally. Yes. I already know with me only getting like 4 hours of sleep, it's going to start hitting me around 12, 1 o'clock, and I'm just going to listen to my body and rest and then go hard again, but really try to make sure that I'm getting to bed well before midnight, because I don't want to have too many days where, you know, I'm just out of whack, because it really does kind of mess up your whole routine when you don't get enough quality sleep, as you stated.
Right, exactly. And I love what you said about listening to your body, because a lot of folks don't do that and we'll just continue to push through until your body's just kind of like, okay, we can't keep pushing through. So listening to your body, if there are seasons where maybe you aren't sleeping as much as possible, just trying to do the best that you can to catch up, trying to prioritize sleep is going to be hugely important and beneficial.
Absolutely. And so for our next tip, Jay, we have healthy diet. This, again, I don't know about you, but I've heard people say when it comes to wellness, a lot of exercise is good, but 80% of it is your diet. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, there was a saying that I heard just recently, probably within the past couple of years, that you can't outrun your fork. So meaning that, you know, you can exercise all you want, but if your diet is horrible, it doesn't matter. So you can't outrun your fork. So how we're eating is so crucial to our health. So we can have all of these great habits in place, but if our diet's not there, we're not eating a balanced diet, we're going to be lacking.
Wow. I like that. You can't outrun your fork.
Your fork. Yeah. When I heard that, I was like, that's brilliant.
It is. It is.
So true. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I know at the beginning of the year, a lot of people are doing like dry January, even February. I was a little late to the game. I was like, okay, March this month, I think I'm 1 week sugar-free. I just wanted to try, just something a little different. Cause I do find that even in addition to, an alcoholic beverage here and there, there's a lot of sugar in your juice and this and that. And especially this time of the year where I'm extremely busy and, I can get sick or, lack of sleep. Yeah. I really try to use that to kind of catapult me to kind of reset. And it really does make a difference. Ultimately I see it in my waistline, with sugar, especially now this year, I'll be 42 years old. I feel like if I just look at, a burger or something sweet, I gained 5 pounds. And I've always been like, I will say I'm skinny thick, I'm small. But the older you get, things are kind of hitting in different places.
Absolutely.
And I am researching more like, okay, let me go back to those old sayings. Like I need to have a colorful plate, of food. Let me make sure I'm getting a serving of some fruit and vegetables, and let me load up a salad or maybe even have a smoothie. So it's not as hard as you think. You don't have to be eating all day long and eating all these different things. But for me personally, I definitely felt a difference within 24 hours of not having sugar. And I've heard people say, well, sugar, some people say they compare it to like heroin, like a drug. It's very addictive.
Right.
So I definitely encourage listeners, don't beat yourself up, but just try for a little bit to kind of pull back from some of those things that aren't the best for you and try to replace it with water and fruit and vegetables. It really makes a difference with your mental health as well.
Yes, absolutely. And it can be tricky when it comes to things like sugar, because nowadays sugar is in everything.
Yes.
So then, it might be worth, having to maybe start reading labels a little bit more than what you might be used to doing. And also, it's just really helpful trying to just making the healthy option easy. So just trying to have those fruits, those vegetables on hand, to make it easier to eat those things versus some of the other things that aren't going to be in line with, how you might want to be eating.
And, and as an accountant, I'm definitely aware of the inflation, how things are still so expensive, especially food. So I know that is also a challenge just for people to eat in general, but to eat healthy, but still, I found that I order a lot of stuff online. I'm checking out the sales at Aldi's and Sam's Club. So unfortunately, in this climate, you're going to have to shop probably a couple of places and maybe get some things in bulk or go to a farmer's market if you're trying to get some fresh produce and and fruit. But it is possible. I think you just have to, you're going to pay for it one way in a doctor's bill. upfront, really just because to me, having those, good fruits and vegetables, that's your vitamin right there.
Absolutely.
That's your wellness check.
Yeah, it's your preventative care, when it comes down to it. And you can think about our diets as our preventative care.
I like that. And most important, one that I think people forget about that is a silent killer, Jade, is stress management.
Yes. Absolutely. And it's so interesting. I work with so many clients in coaching who, they'll talk to me about, their exercise routines and how they're eating. They're feeling like they're so on track, but they're still just, they're just still off. They're still, not losing weight or, not reaching their goals. And I'll ask them about stress, how's their stress? How do they manage stress? And it's, oh, my stress is terrible. And I don't really manage it well.
Wow.
So a lot of people don't consider this when it comes to their health and wellness. But like you said, stress is a silent killer. It impacts our physical wellness. It impacts our mental well-being. It can lead to, poor coping mechanisms. It can cause us to not, exercise, not to prioritize how we're eating. So it can really just impact our lives in so many different ways. So it is really important to try to figure out what works for you in terms of stress and coping mechanisms, because that's something that's going to vary person by person. And mm-hmm. then figuring out how to incorporate those things into our routines and our habits on a consistent basis. Because of course, you know, stress isn't going anywhere. We're going to have mm-hmm. it. It's a matter of how do we handle it.
Yeah, there's no running from it. So I think it is good, just like having a routine for sleeping, having a routine for exercise, making sure that you're eating properly. You have to make time for stress management. And, you know, some things you can do, you always hear people talking about meditation. Mm-hmm. You know, for me as a Christian, I consider that also praying, you know, mm-hmm. just having time, my time with God. A lot of times I pray in the shower, yeah. you know, I'm thinking about what's going on for the day. Deep breathing exercises. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes people think that's silly, but I'm sure, Jade, you know, the science behind it. It's like it helps, mm-hmm. you know, just to slow down
yes.
and to breathe. And none of these things costs money. I think sometimes right. people feel like, oh, stress management. I don't have time to go to the spa, yes. get my nails done, or yes. get a massage. And it's like, no. There's mm-hmm. all kinds of things that you can do to have healthy habits. I think you just have to figure out what are activities that you like that you consider relaxing. You know, for
yes,
me,
exactly.
the older I've gotten, I really enjoy cooking, you know, mm-hmm. and just the process. It's like therapy of chopping up all the items and measuring everything. Also exercising, where I used mm-hmm. to just almost begrudgingly, I know I got to do this. I don't want to. Now I'm looking forward to it because it's forcing me to, one, get off my screen that yes. I'm heavily on as an accountant, uh-huh. especially this time of the year. It tires me out. And it's also producing, I'm sure, good stuff inside of me. That's, mm-hmm. you know, what we talked about, that allowing me to feel good about myself and, right. you know, and actually then be prepared to go to sleep. I'm tiring myself out physically mm-hmm. as well. So please, listeners, don't forget that, you know, this high stress, chronic stress can trigger stress hormones like cortisol, which can promote weight gain. It can hinder your metabolism. All of these things that sometimes we just joke like, oh, stress is not going to kill me because you can't see it.
Right.
It's yeah. happening.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so please.
I just wanted to add that I talked to so many people who just feel like they don't have time to manage stress. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just considering in the long term, what will happen if you continue to not make time for it? You know, it's going to have a negative impact in the long term. So I tell folks, I have a lot of people who do want to try to implement, you know, mindfulness practices, you know, breath work, meditation and whatnot. And it's like, but I don't have time. I can't devote, you know, 15, 20 minutes per day doing something like that. And it's, you know, start out with five. You know, mm-hmm. most people can find 5 minutes to do something.
Yes.
You know, I recently read that another good practice in terms of stress is, in stress management is singing. And that's not really something that people would think of. So it's kind of, you know, even being creative or thinking outside of the box in terms of what brings you joy, what helps you relieve stress and feel, you know, more at peace, more at ease, and just how can you incorporate that into your life more consistently.
I'm glad you added that, because also one thing we didn't talk about is just now that we're in spring, sunlight, mm-hmm. you know, getting yes. outside, or for some people, even if you can't get outside, sitting by a window, you know, where you can get that sunlight. And then sometimes for me, just people watching, you know, like I might just, uh-huh. you know, I have a 2-story townhome. So I might just, you know, with my binoculars, you know, be looking, not stalking, you know, but just look, you know, just kind of just something that's just taking my mind off of the day-to-day grind yeah. or this mm-hmm. client, and how am I going to pay this bill, and my son in school, and your parents are getting old, all these things that if we really wanted to stress ourselves out, we could. But one thing I've really been working on the older I've gotten is just living in the moment.
Yeah.
Being grateful what's happening now and not overstressing about things that, one, are out of my control mm-hmm. and two, that haven't even happened yet. So why am I even trying to make up a storyline of what coulda, shoulda, woulda, could happen. Yeah. Let me just be thankful and grateful for what's happening now and focus in on that.
Yes, definitely. And that's one of the great things about, you know, meditation, breath work, mindfulness practices is that it forces you to be in the present. You know, a lot of people, we are constantly thinking about all of the things on our to-do list, all of these things that may come in the future, may not come in the future, but it's helpful to have these sort of grounding practices that keep us, you know, rooted into the here and now.
Absolutely. Well, just like that, Jade, we're already to the end of the show. I would love if you can promote. I know you're not on. Are you on social media yet, no. Jade, in 2024? I'm not.
Like you said, yet. No, I'm not.
Part of your stress management, right? Not on social media. Nope. Well, if you could at least plug how we can, the old school way, how we can maybe call you, or if you have a website or way we can get in contact with you, if we can utilize, if you're taking new clients for wellness coaching.
Yes. So you can email me. I will be devoting some more time to private coaching. So my website is journeywellnesscoaching.com, and you can email me at jade@journeywellnesscoaching.com.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Jade, as always, for coming on. And I encourage the V team, if there's any topics that you want to hear when it comes to health and wellness, just send me a DM and we'll incorporate that. But I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in to bizradio.us for the Veronica Edwards Show that airs on Wednesdays across all platforms. You also can go to veronicaedwards.buzzsprout.com if you missed the live airing, and you can listen to all the prior health and wellness amazing shows that we've had with Miss Jade Williams. So again, Jade, thank you so much. And I'm going to try to get some sleep tonight.
Good. Do it.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.